Tell you what, if you would, I've got a couple scriptures I want to talk to you about this morning, but what I want to talk to you most about this morning is witnessing. And I believe it's important. I believe it's something that every one of us should get, that every one of us should be doing is witnessing for our Lord. And that's everybody that claims the name of Christianity. It claims to be Christ-like. I'll tell you what, our witness is very, very important. And I'm going to go over that with you this morning. If you would, turn to the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, and I'm also, most of my main text is going to be over in Acts. So if you would, turn to Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, and I'll read from there first. The 9th verse. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I have heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take a revenge on him. Then if you would turn to Acts, please. The 2nd chapter. Acts, the 2nd chapter, the 41st verse. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day. There were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Isn't that amazing? And then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I want to give you the praise. I want to give you the glory that you so rightly deserve, Lord. I ask you, Father, to open up hearts this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would move, that the Holy Spirit would move freely in here, Lord, and that, Father, the anointing would fall down, Lord, as you would have it to do. For, Lord, we love you and we praise you and give you the glory for it all. And amen. Amen. Jeremiah 29, I want to read this out of the NIV because I like the way that it says this when I was looking at it. But if I say I will not mention his word, nor speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Listen to me. If you are born again and know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm here to tell you this morning, you cannot hold it in. You cannot. No matter what you think, no matter what you think you may think you know in your life, I'm here to tell you this morning, if Jesus Christ is everything to you, you cannot hold it in. You can't. You cannot. There's no way that you can. It would be like a fire burning so much inside you. If you tried to hold it in, like Jeremiah said, you would grow weary of trying. Because you want everybody to know about it, right? You would want everyone to know about it. Listen, I'm talking about shaking up the world. I am talking this morning about, have you ever heard someone say, can I get a witness? I'm here to ask you this morning, can the world get a witness from us? Can they get what's inside of us? You know what I think about this? I say this quite a bit. But you know what? The most important thing that ever happened to me was the day that Jesus Christ came into my heart. Now, there's been some pretty important things. Like when I graduated from high school. How many of you here remember when you graduated from high school? You do. You know what I'm talking about. You can tell me about that time. You can tell me, how about when you got married? You can tell me when you got married. You knew that day. Maybe when you graduated from college. Maybe when you're, and definitely when your first child came into this world. You remember that, do you not? I remember it. Me and her were just talking about it the other day. I thank God for my children. I can remember when both of them were born. But praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning. And we talk about that stuff, do we not? We can talk about it. Me and her talk about it. I talk about it with other people. Because why? because it was important to me. Now, why can we not give witness for Jesus Christ if it is important to us? There are people who look at the idea of sharing their faith and talking about Jesus, and they think it's intimidating to do that. They think it can be overwhelming. Well, maybe it can, but I'm here to tell you, the most important thing that you and I can do is to spread what Jesus Christ has done for us. Amen. I've said this here just a while back. Sheep beget sheep, do they not? Right? Christians should beget Christians. Amen. We should be willing to spread the Word of God and what it means to us. One of the most dynamic examples of witnessing in the Bible is recorded in the second chapter of Acts. And that's where I'm going to get the main part of my text here today. All Peter was doing, all that Peter did, if you read that down through there, was sharing what he knew about Jesus. What do you know about Jesus this morning? Can I ask you that seriously? Seriously, what do you know about Jesus? Is it what the preachers preach on Sunday morning? Is it what is taught here on Sunday morning? Is it what you hear from different people down through the week about it? I'm here to tell you, if you want to share with Jesus, you got to know Him personally. Amen. You got to know what He has done for you and He has done for me. I'm here to tell you, He done a work in my life one day that nothing else or no one else could do. I love talking about the one that saved my soul. I love talking about Jesus. I love talking about Him. You know what? And I did this to a guy up here just recently. He was using Jesus' name in vain. And I stopped him and I said, hey, what does Jesus have to do with that? What does He have to do with what you're talking about? He kind of looked at me and said, just laughed. Yeah. Kind of went, and He has nothing to do with sometimes the way that they use it. Praise God, you know what? If they feel that they have the freedom to use His name in vain and use God's name in vain, praise God, why can we not witness to the goodness and the glory of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us? Peter was sharing what he knew about Jesus. And you know what? Witnessing is that simple. It is sharing what we have in our heart and what we know that Jesus has done for us. That is what witnessing is about. Now, is there somebody you like or care for that you'd like to make sure they go to heaven? I guarantee you, raise your hands. I guarantee you there's people in here that you love, that you would love to see them go to heaven with you one of these days. I know there are in my family. Would you like to be able to stand before God one of these days? On that judgment day, and Him proudly point out that person that, you know what, that you helped bring to Jesus Christ one of these days. And I believe one of these days that will be the account. I believe that will be part of the account, because you know what, we all have an obligation as Christians to try to be a witness to whoever we can be a witness to. Wouldn't that be just great? To stand before on judgment. We all stand. We're all going to stand before judge and be judged one of these days. Am I right? I mean, I'm reading my Bible and I'm reading the same Bible that you're writing. All shall stand before the judgment seat one of these days. Whether for the good we've done or the bad we've done. We've heard a preach in our revival about opportunities. I'm here to tell you, folks, opportunity knocks. It knocks, and we have to grab it. The opportunity when it knocks. And praise God, we have to be able to witness. So what is it that we can learn from this Acts chapter 2 that can make us better at witnessing? I'm going to give you some facts today. If you want to write them down, you write them down, because I believe it's important. The first thing is, pray for the Holy Spirit to be involved. Amen? Amen? If you're a Christian, guess what? You have the Holy Spirit living within your heart. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your heart and in your life, you need to rethink what you're doing. You need to get yourself to an altar. Because the Holy Spirit, if you're a Christian, dwells within your life. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans 8, 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, that be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man, and I quote this quite often because I believe this is important. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, you know what it says? You're none of His. You're none of His. That right there should tell us. That should tell us that the Spirit of God dwells in a Christian. You have all the power dwelling in you this morning that the apostles had on the day of Pentecost. Do you believe that? If you are a Christian, you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you, just like appeared the day of Pentecost. Nobody got saved that day because of the tongues of fire. Do you believe that? Nobody gave their life to Christ that day because the apostles spoke in a different language. Peter stood up and he shared Jesus Christ with them. He shared that with him. And praise God, the Holy Spirit fell. And whenever he shared what he knew about Jesus, it tells us that 3,000 souls come to know the Lord that day. 3,000. He spoke just like any other man, except what? He was empowered by the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. If you want to be an effective witness for Jesus, be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Spirit, you pray that the Holy Spirit goes before you. You pray that the Holy Spirit deals with the one that you're going to be witnessing to. And listen to me, when you do that, you've got that Holy Spirit that's dwelling in you. My Spirit will bear witness with your Spirit, and we can send an awesome, mighty power before us whenever we go to witness. Ask God to send the Holy Spirit before you to work on that person. Ask Him to do that. Now, I'm here to tell you, there will be times when the Holy Spirit works, people will get mean. They will. I'm telling you, when the convicting power of the Holy Spirit falls on people's lives, it'll either turn them in the right direction or it'll make them mean as a snake. I'm here to tell you that's the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, pray that the Spirit puts a convicting power on their lives. Pray that it stays there and that God will continue to deal with them. That's the thing. People will reject it sometimes because the Holy Spirit's working. It is working. They know deep down in the bottom recesses of their heart that you're right. That they need a Savior. But Satan, the god of this world, has blinded them sometimes so bad that they do not want to grab a hold of it. I'm here to tell you, pray that the Holy Spirit goes before them. Remember, as I said, we are in a spiritual warfare. And it's a warfare, brothers and sisters, that we need to remember. And remember who our enemy is. I've said that the other night. Remember who your enemy is. 2 Corinthians 4:4, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, get this, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Man, that's the thing that changed me one day. Amen. I let the light of the gospel get into this deep, dark place that I was in. And it's come in there. And guess what? When light is there, darkness has to flee. Let them know when we're witnessing. Listen to me. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter what you're doing, listen to me. Jesus Christ can make a difference. You ask God to give you the right words. Ask Him to send the Holy Spirit before you. Amen. I'm telling you, it will work. It will work. Don't forget and don't underestimate it. Pray for God, Spirit, to be involved in your witnessing. Pray for that on a daily basis. Pray that God will let you give, but the Spirit of His power would take and will go before you. Another thing that I want to talk about this morning is take advantage of the situation that God supplies. Take advantage of it. God supplied the opportunity. Then Peter stepped up to the plate. Did he not? You know what? God supplied the people there. And you know what? Peter could have just sat down and said, well, you know what? I'm just going to let John do it. I'm just going to let Bartholomew do it. But Peter stepped up to the plate. Listen to me. There are going to be opportunities for you to witness. And when those opportunities come, you need to take full advantage of them.
Amen.
Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. God wants you to do it. God wants you to be the one. He wants you to be the one to step to the plate. We need to learn to expect God to give us opportunities. I want to tell you something. When you get up in the morning, and I ask you this, pray that God will give you an opportunity down through the day to speak about Jesus Christ. Pray every day that you do that. Please, we get up and we pray, Lord, you know, give us a safe trip to work. There's nothing wrong with that. Lord, you know what? Help me to do my job today good. There's nothing wrong with that. Lord, you know what? Take care of this. Lord, take care of this. I want to tell you something. We need to be praying, Lord, give me the opportunity today to share you with somebody else.
Amen.
Every day. I don't care whether it's at work. I don't care whether it's at school. I don't care whether it's at the grocery store. I don't care where it may be. God, give me the opportunity today to say something to someone. Let me witness to them today, Lord. Listen to me. God will give you those opportunities. I believe that. And we need to ask for them. It may be the old family reunion. It may be the place where people sometimes, you know what? It's hard for us to witness because, you know what? They knew us when we were this young and they knew how dirty, rotten, ornery we were. What an opportunity to let them know, yes, I was dirty, rotten, ornery, but praise God, I have been changed. Listen to me. We get the opportunities no matter where they're at. We can have those opportunities. We've got one coming up here. We've got an ice cream social coming up. A lot of people gather here. Praise God, we got the opportunity to witness. Pray before you leave your house that God will set you up and give you the opportunities. I believe with all my heart, when we start asking and looking for opportunities, God will supply them. I really do. I believe that. You know what? It may or may not be as dramatic. Remember as Philip and the eunuch? Remember that? As he was coming along in chapter 8 of Acts, and how the eunuch was riding along in a chariot, and he was reading, I believe it was Isaiah, and he said he didn't understand what it said. You know what? There may be something as dramatic as that, or it may be something as just an everyday, ordinary meeting that God has placed in your way, a person that God has placed there. Somebody that you may not even know. Somebody that you may not even know. But you know what? Have we not all had that experience at the time? And I hope you've taken advantage of that opportunity. I hope you have. But look for and take advantage of the opportunities that God gives every one of us. Third thing we need to do whenever we're witnessing is we need to know and use the Scriptures. Amen? 70% of what Peter said in Acts 2nd chapter there came directly out of the old Scriptures. Did you know that? 2 out of every 3 verses, Peter's sermon came from the Old Testament prophets. Listen to me. Isaiah 55:10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things thereunto I sent it. God is making us a promise here. Do you get that? If you want to witness, if you want to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ, get into God's Word and know God's Word. How many of you here know what Romans Road is? You know what Romans Road? You've heard it? I ask you, learn it. I'm asking you to learn Romans Road. If not, I'll get some little tracts and I will give you tracts that has Romans Road on it. We need to know it. You know, therefore, we quote Scripture. It has power. It literally has power because God's Word is what? It is alive. It says, Hebrews 4:12 tells us the Word of God is living and is active. For the Word of God is quick. It is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joint and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. If you want to really do witness to people, you tell them what God's Word says. What a witness we can be. Listen to me. In other words, whatever we quote from the Bible, in power and in spirit, it has its power of its own. Amen? A book titled this, The Priority of Knowing God, tells about a guy by the name of Ramad. It was over in India. Oh, I like this story. When I was studying for this, I come across this. He belonged to a gang of robbers over there. They broke into a house one night. And while they were doing it, he found this book, and he was looking at it, and he said, boy, the pages would be nice just to roll cigarettes in. So he grabbed a book, he took it, and he stole it out of some other stuff out of the house. While he was rolling the cigarettes, guess what it was? It was the Bible. And he looked down, and it was in his language, and started reading the Word, but he kept rolling cigarettes. Finally, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit got a hold of him. He got saved. He turned himself into the police. They put him in prison, and he got soul saved in prison. Amen. Listen to me. God's Word is powerful. It is powerful. It is awesome. How that, you know what? People that may not have heard preaching, may not have heard teaching, can pick up the Word of God, can start reading down through it. You tell me of any other book that will do that. There's none. Tell me the other book that has that power. Listen to me. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed. Are you ashamed of the Word of God that we don't want to speak it to those we come in contact with? I'm here to tell you this morning, we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get to know Romans Road. Get to know all the scriptures that deal with salvation. For when the opportunity comes, God's word will not return unto him void. And don't be afraid. Don't let the devil tell you, well, they'll think I'm a wacko. They'll think that they'll just jump all over me. They'll get mad. Very rarely. Very rare. I don't know. I can't ever remember any time I've ever had somebody get mad at me for wanting to share the gospel with them. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let him lie to you. You know what? We have to stand and be like men and women. We have to stand and have backbones, spiritual backbones. Don't let the devil do that to you. The fourth thing I want to talk to you about is remember what changed you and when you were changed. You well know my testimony around here. You well do. I love to hear your testimonies. I love to hear what God has done for you. Peter's life was changed. You know that? You know, you think about this. On the day of Pentecost, remember this, on the day of Pentecost, what happened? The Holy Spirit came into his life. Peter was a different person before then. He was. Oh yeah, he knew about Jesus. There's lots of people who know about Jesus. I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe this. This is why there is no power in the church world today. In a lot of churches out there today, there's no power because the Holy Spirit's not there. I'm sorry to say that. There's not. And when the Holy Spirit's not there, you know what? How can it be? They may have 20,000 people in it. If the Holy Spirit's not there, it doesn't make any difference. You're just going for more or less like a country club service. I want the Spirit of God there. And with the Spirit of God there, listen to me. Let them know what changed me. You know what? What changed me was I got on my knees. And I said a prayer of repentance, and the Holy Spirit flooded my heart, and that changed me. Amen. It changed Peter. I'm here to tell you this morning, did that happen to you? Did the Spirit of God come flooding into your life? Do you know that you're saved this morning? Or do you think so? Listen to me, it's a no-so salvation. It is a no-so salvation. If you don't know that you're saved this morning, you're probably not. You're probably not. Every time he stood up in the book of Acts, Peter said he wanted other people to experience what changed him. I stand up here and preach to you this morning because I want other people to experience what changed me. I want other people to know that there is something that can change their lives. If you've been changed this morning, you can witness and tell them, this is what changed my life. This is what changed my life. He wants it for them. He wanted it for them. And I wanted it for people as well. What was it that changed your life? Is it part of your life this morning? It can be a powerful part of your witness. If you know what changed your life, and if the Spirit is dealing with you to witness, it can be very powerful to tell them what experience that you had on the day that God saved you and Jesus Christ came into your heart in the Holy Spirit. Man, what an awesome, awesome way that we can witness is whenever people say, listen, you know, you know what? I'm different. I am different. And people can see that in your life. Believe you me, they'll see it.
Amen.
You're different than you. Boy, what an opportunity. Yes, but guess what? It wasn't Grandma that made me different. It wasn't Aunt Sally. It was Jesus Christ coming in my heart. That's what made the difference. That's what can make the difference in all of us. But you know what? We've got to give it out there. We've got to get it. Another little story I come across that said there was a missionary physician. And there was a guy that come to him, and he had cataracts. And this guy was almost blind from cataracts. Anyway, they went in and they did the surgery, whatever, and he got healed. Well, this guy went back out into all the regions of China. This is where it was at. And he told all these people, you know what? Guess what? I once was blind, but now I see, you know, physically. The next month, he come with a rope, and there was 48 people behind him, all of them blind. And he was leading them to that missionary in hopes that he could help them. There's a lot of blind people out here, folks. You know that? There's a lot of blind, spiritually blind people. Like I said, I read the scripture to you a little bit earlier. The God of this world has them blinded. And guess what? You could be the one that has that rope. And you could be leading people to Jesus. To where they could see. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that an awesome thought? To know that you, everybody in here can be that strong and that effective of a witness. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. Some of the best witnesses are these young children. Do you know that? They are. Because you know what? They talk. They'll talk to their grandparents or aunts or uncles. They'll talk to them. And guess what? They'll tell them, you know what? Why don't you go to church? Why don't you do that? Why don't we do that? What keeps us from doing that? I want you to know something this morning. If you're here this morning and you want to be a better witness, I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm just asking, come to this altar this morning. All of us should be up here this morning to be a better witness for the Lord.
Amen.
Peter simply replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent. Repent and be baptized. I'm asking you this morning. That was a simple message that Peter preached. 3,000 souls because he knew what he was talking about. When we witness, know what you're talking about. Say, come get a song.